Hey everyone, welcome back to the Screw Being Unhappy podcast, the place to build winning habits and achieve your goals without sacrificing life. I'm Zuzana Mukumai, a coach who walks the same path as you, becoming productive with strong winning habits that achieve goals and fulfillment in entrepreneurship, fitness, and life. This is episode 2 of season 2. Today, I'll share 3 real tips to put into action when you feel lazy. And you know what? I'm not going to ask you, do you feel lazy sometimes? Because, excuse me, that would be a dumb question. We all feel lazy sometimes. It's inevitable. So let's dive in and figure out how to go from lazy to action and how to push yourself even when you don't feel like it. And I'll use a real story. This year, I signed up for a challenge, 1,000 kilometers walking or running from January to December. So to kick off the challenge, I decided I will start running twice a week. One was on Saturday and the other one had to be during the week. You know, the thing is, I don't like running early in the morning. Anything before 8 or 9 feels hard. But I knew if I want to hit my 1,000K goal, I had to do it. So I picked Wednesdays. The other week, it was Tuesday. The Wednesday was approaching and I already knew that I won't feel like it. I knew when the Wednesday morning comes, I will try to find excuses. So the first thing I did is that I planned for it. I put it on my Google Calendar, I wrote it on my agenda, and I decided the moment my son and husband go to school, I am going for a run. And that's the tip number one. Plan for it. Put it on your calendar or on your diary. See it written. Be specific. Which date? What time? As I said, I knew I wouldn't feel like doing it. So I was thinking, what can I do to make myself accountable? First of all, I told my nanny that I will be going out for the run the next morning. And in case she comes before me, she should wait for me instead of going back home thinking that maybe today she will not find us. And I told my husband. This is the second tip. Create external accountability for yourself. Tell people. Create daily, weekly, monthly goals. Post on it on social media if that's your thing. Commit to your coach. Whatever creates external accountability. So on Wednesday morning, I woke up already feeling lazy. Plus, it was drizzling and it felt cold and cloudy. And I was internally debating that maybe I can avoid it. It looks like it's going to rain. And I was hoping it would actually start raining properly so I would have a valid excuse not to go. Yet, my body went and I dressed in the clothes I prepared the day before. While my son was brushing his teeth, preparing for school, I was dressing up. Dressed up in my running clothes, I jumped into the bed, chatting to my husband as he was preparing, telling him how much I don't feel like doing it. My husband and son get ready for school and my running bag is on the chair. I grab the bag, I lock the house and I go to say goodbye to them in front of our gate. And my husband, Chris, asks, surprise, so you're going? I'm standing there in my running clothes next to our car with my bag on and the house closed saying yes. I was already feeling proud that I was about to do it. And this is the third tip, how to go from lazy to action. Make it as easy as possible. Naturally, we are lazy and our head is going to do its best to win the inner debate of why we should not do something. Making something really easy for ourselves, we give our head less space for the debate. So prepare your clothes the day before. Do whatever you want to do in the area where you live so you don't have to drive. Take a minute and think, how can I make this really easy for me so I have no way out? Just do it. So I started my run. My legs were stiff. I was not excited. It was drizzling. It was muddy. It was cold. I even found a big dead dog on the roadside that gave me almost a heart attack. But I kept running. At some point, I felt tired and I wanted to cut a corner to make the route shorter. But then I remember, oh, maybe I will talk to you on a podcast episode. And this served as a great external accountability for myself. Of course, I didn't cut the corner because I thought it will sound so good when I'm telling you this, that I used the accountability to achieve goal I wanted. Eventually, it started pouring. I got completely soaked. I had to stop in a shop to get a small plastic bag for my phone. But I was so proud. I did it. Beautiful 6.8 kilometers. If something matters to you, follow these three steps. Plan for it. Create accountability. And make it easy for yourself. The thing is, we are always going to feel lazy. We will always have days when we don't feel like doing something that's important. But these three things will help you do it. And if you are ready to finally build consistent habits and stay accountable with a coach by your side, you can work with me one-on-one. And for starters, book a free consultation with me and let's take it up from there and let's see if having a coach by your side is your next best step. You'll find the link in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in to Screw Being Unhappy. Remember, the highs and the lows are part of this journey, and I am right here in your corner. You can build consistent habits, achieve your goals, and still have time for what matters most. Now, let's take action, one good tweak at a time. I talk to you soon.